This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm a little bit curious about a number of different topics today. We got a lot to get to this afternoon. Congressman Tom MacArthur will be stopping by later. And then after the show, we'll do our Zioli Show Facebook leftovers. That's when we do. We talk about nonsense. But a student builds a toy gun out of Legos, and then he points it at another kid, and then the police are called.
Ugh.
Because we're all a bunch of freaking crybabies. The Blaze, from The Blaze. A student at a Connecticut school, of course, built a, obviously, I mean, it's either Connecticut or California. It was one of them. Oh, did you see in California the STD rate is, it's at all-time highs?
Yeah.
In California?
300,000 new cases or something like that.
Of STDs.
Yeah. It's crazy.
See, I thought it would be Utah. I'm shocked. You know, I figured California with all their values, their moral values and their closeness to God. I'm surprised by that. How many people? 300,000?
Yeah, 300,000. I think it was on Drudge. I think 300,000 is the new reported cases.
Can I ask a question? In the year 2018, why is anyone getting STDs anymore? You know what I'm saying? This isn't 1960 where people aren't aware of how to prevent these things. How does this happen is my question.
I have an answer. Well,
go ahead.
I think that it's because the AIDS epidemic really isn't a big... Like, it's not the 80s or 90s when it was, everybody was scared of it. There's medicine that, you can live longer now with it and stuff like that, that I think people are just not protecting themselves.
I see.
I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Okay, I got an idea. How about this? Why don't people just not have unprotected sex with people they just meet? That's an idea, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the toilet seats. Did I ever tell you the story? Dr. Maz. Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, of course, our good friend. I asked him one time, I said, Maz, is there any truth to the idea that you can get an STD from sitting on a toilet seat? He goes, yes, if you have unprotected sex on it.
That's funny. Dr. Maz is so funny. That's hysterical.
So I'm just pointing that out. Back to Connecticut, the other wacky state in the union. Student builds a toy gun out of Legos and points it at other kids, and police are called. So, Chief Operating Officer, New Haven Public Schools, Yale's in New Haven, right? So you know it's a lefty, giant lefty nutcase town. So Yale's there, obviously. This kid, how old is this kid? He's a little kid. And they call the police. The police come and they decide that they're going to resolve the issue internally with use of restorative practices. Appropriate steps were taken at the school level to ensure the safety of all students and to impress upon the students the seriousness of engaging in positive peer interactions while avoiding the conduct that may pose risk or concern to others. All children need to feel safe and secure within the learning environment, and we all have a role to play to make these things happen. 12-year-old boy was 12, I guess, so.
It's ridiculous.
You know. Well, it's the thing, though, Dawn. You understand that the Lego gun is a gateway gun. So first it's a Lego gun, then it's a bubble gun. Then, next thing you know, it's a cap gun. You know what I mean? Then after that, it's one of those super soakers.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, because if you don't stop with the Lego gun, they walk in with a super soaker and just start soaking people. So you gotta deal with it young.
Oh,
you got to fight back. All right. We'll get that fat Steve Schmidt a little bit later in the show.
You know how many toy guns I had when I was a kid?
No,
like a ton.
So my wife and I went to Nashville for the weekend, and while I was down there in Nashville, Tennessee, I went into a store and they had a set of cap guns with a badge, like a sheriff's badge.
Oh, yeah.
And a thing. And I took a picture of it and I said, if I bring this home, Child Services in New Jersey will take my kids away.
100%.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like down there, kids walk around with those little silver cap guns and they go bang, bang, psh, psh, pop, pop, and they play cops and robbers or cow people and Native Americans. And they do these things and I love that game.
Yeah.
The politically correct version, cow people and Native Americans. You know it by cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, no.
But we know it is cow people and Native Americans. And cops and economically disenfranchised is the other game we like to play. You know it as cops and robbers, but cops and the economically disenfranchised 99%ers. And we played these games when we were kids, and everything turned out fine. But now, and I said this too, and what if I fly home with this? You know, here we are in Nashville. And I got this set, two cap guns and a sheriff's badge and everything. How would the TSA, they would be so far up my you-know-what on the flight home, am I right?
Oh, my God.
And, of course, what do? I take a picture on Instagram after Bridget and I are day drinking all day at a bar in Nashville, you know. And I say to my wife, I'm going to buy this. She goes, you're not buying this. You were not bringing this home. And it occurred to me that nothing will turn out right. There's no good that comes out of this, because all you need is that one TSA worker who goes, are you trying to intimidate the flight?
Yep.
Really? What? How? How could I? Oh, but that's why I didn't buy it. But that's what we used to play with when we were kids. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's, I don't know how these parents, you know, I would be so furious if somebody said that about Legos.
Legos? It's a Lego gun?
Ridiculous.
First of all, it's not a gun. It doesn't shoot anything. It can't be a Lego gun. It doesn't shoot. It's like saying, oh, I flew home on a Lego plane. No, you didn't, because it's not a plane. It's just Legos. It's just Legos. It's all it is. I took my Lego boat here. No, you didn't. It would sink to the bottom of the ocean and everybody would drown. So I shot him with my Lego gun. No, no. Legos don't fire bullets. Guns do. Legos, it's just a Legos. That's all it is. Just lose the gun part of it. Just Lego. So you suspended a kid for Legos is my point. It'd be like if I walked into a school and I went, I have my Lego diploma and I graduated. Here, look at me. And you go, well, we think it's real. So you're good. You get to go home. Oh, we're suspending you for trying the Lego diploma trick. Wait, it's what? It's just Legos. It's not anything. It's just the blocks you stick together and you go like this and then you go like that.
The thing is, I would go in with a lawyer and say, I'm suing you for emotionally damaging my child. You had a teachable moment. Did you ever have a policy that said no Lego guns? No Legos?
No, just Legos. Not guns. Legos.
No, Legos. So did you ever have a policy? No, you didn't. So you're wrong.
You should bring in a Lego lawyer.
A lawyer
made of Legos.
This is a Lego gun lawyer.
Be like, this is my Lego lawyer. And just walk him in. Like, you know how they have this Lego box? Walk him in. This is my Lego lawyer. I'm going to Lego sue you. Lego stupidity court. I just, you know what I'm saying? We've lost our minds here as a society is what's happened. We've lost them completely, and I have no patience for it anymore. You know what you do to prevent a Lego gun is a Lego bulletproof vest.
That'll work.
No, try that. I mean, try that. We're getting a Lego bulletproof vest. This is that stupid zero tolerance mindset they have in schools now. Everything's zero tolerance now. Everything. They have no tolerance left. And so as a society, we have no tolerance for stupidity left. That's what's happening. At least I don't on this show. All right. We got a lot to get to. We want to hear your thoughts. And we want to take your calls as well. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell.
We're back with the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I look over at the printer here.
I'm so fired up about
so
that.
So earlier I talked to you about a school in Connecticut that suspended a boy for making a Lego gun, okay? So I look over at the printer. Let me share with you what's printed out here on the printer. Because we share a printer, but we're in different rooms here. 8 educational benefits of playing with Lego.
It's true.
Lego promotes fine motor skills. Lego encourages teamwork. Let me do that. Can I do this from a Second Amendment perspective? Lego promotes fine motor skills, especially when it's used as a bump stock. Lego encourages teamwork, especially when you're all using your Lego gun at the range. Lego improves creativity. You can make a rainbow gun, a red gun, a yellow and black brick gun, if you like. Lego develops problem solving and mathematical skills. Very important to do. For example, you can make your Lego gun have 2 triggers if you like. Why not? What the hell? It's a Lego gun. Doesn't shoot anything because it's not really a gun. Lego improves communication skills. Stop or I'll shoot you with my Lego gun. Lego develops persistence as you patiently watch nothing come out of your Lego gun when you fire it. Lego improves self-esteem. I can make a really big Lego gun or I can have 2 Lego guns, 1 for each of you. Lego developing lateral thinking and planning skills, Dawn. So in other words, what I could do, for example, is I can make a high capacity Lego gun that also doesn't fire because it's a Lego. It's made of Legos. It's not because it's a Lego. It's Legos. That's how Lego is educational benefits, Second Amendment style right there.
It's great.
We live in the dumbest time ever. Yeah. Hey, you, put down the Lego gun. Why? I don't know. Well, don't put it down. It's stupid. It's a gun made of Lego. It's fine, actually. It's fine. Oh, man. But yes.
He's a 5-year-old. He's a 5-year-old little boy. Like, have the teacher pull him aside and say, you know, we in schools, we just don't talk about guns, but can you make that into a bridge? Make that Lego
into a bridge.
Can you make it into a bridge?
Let's make a bridge or something, you know, as a team.
They call the cops on a 5-year-old kid. On a 5-year-old.
I would lose my mind.
Have you heard...
First of all,
911. We have an incident here. We have a child with a Lego gun, and we're trying to make him turn into a bridge. Can you come and intimidate the crap out of him, please, and call him off and scare him at 5, so he'll never talk to the police ever again, and be intimidated by authority for the rest of his life? Thank you, sincerely, the New Haven School District. How stupid are they, honestly?
If a school called, can you imagine if the school called and the police, what, take the child into custody when you're not there? They don't call you, the parent? That's not right. Because you as the parent have to.
Is that what they did?
I believe so. Well, they called the police to, at the very least, to talk to the child. I don't know that they took the child. Hopefully the police had some common sense. But the police showed up.
Actually, you know what happened? A Lego cop showed up, like from the Lego TV show. The Lego, they have animated, you know, shows.
Yes.
One of them's a Lego City. That would have been funny if a Lego cop showed up and said, put down the Lego gun.
Yeah, there's...
Or if
there's
Lego Batman came.
Oh, Lego Batman.
Lego Batman is awesome, by the way. Yeah. Have you watched that?
Yes.
I can't watch it with Patrick yet. It's a little too violent, I think, but soon. But he keeps asking me all the time. He goes, Daddy, can we watch Lego Batman together? And I'll tell him, buddy, listen, here's the thing. Batman is real. Lego Batman is not real because he's made out of Legos. Legos. And if an adult calls the police on you because you have something made of Legos, that adult is an idiot. So we can all agree on that point.
Total idiot.
I would love, I don't want your boys, I don't want anyone to ever do anything to your children, but I sort of do only to see your reaction. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it be great if Michael or David got in trouble for one of these things just to see Dawn's reaction?
100%.
Right? That would be worth it. She's getting fired. I can sense the anger through the glass. But, like, that glass is going to blow up, like, psh, you know?
That's why I send that, they go to a good school where the not, you know...
They broke into our show for a tornado warning. Are we having one of those stupid things?
We are.
We're having good radio here. Who cares about a stupid tornado?
Just keep going. We'll put it up on podcast later.
Take shelter. Move on. What are they going to do that for? Damn it. Wait, so how long is this whole bit gone?
Yeah, it's still going on, yeah.
But I can do whatever I want?
No, you can't do whatever you want. No, come on.
We're building Legos.
Can I say anything I want? On the stream too, everything, all of it.
No. We'll put it up on podcast later. That way, we'll drive people to the site.
So right now, they're doing a tornado warning. This is so stupid.
Is it for Pottsville?
It's not even for ours. Well, Montgomery County, but okay. Ready? This is how I would do it. Tornado warning. Cover your ass. Move on. Why is it the last minutes?
They have to tell people go to a stairwell if you're driving.
How do people not know this? It's 2018. We've all seen the movie with the cow getting flipped in the air, right? Everybody's seen that movie. I need my emotional hedgehog.
See, now Cecily Tynan just brought Adam Joseph that I'm watching, so I have all the monitors. She brought him like a script.
Yeah.
So they probably played with Legos as children. Their teamwork right there.
See, that's good.
See?
Now she should shoot Adam Joseph with her Lego gun. Teach him a lesson.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.